Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Tonight, gathered with our hearts open, ready to receive. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will grant us understanding. We are desperate, we are hungry. And we ask, oh God, that you will move in an unusual way. Open our eyes, open our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the sick be healed, let the oppressed be delivered, and let Jesus be glorified. Amen and amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Good to see everyone tonight. Hallelujah. Very powerful song from the worship team. I remain committed to helping us experience the reality of life in the spirit, the reality of life in the kingdom. The Bible says, I will give you pastors after my heart, and their assignment is to open us up to the deep things of the spirit. Hallelujah. It says, meditate on these things. Give yourself wholly to them, and it says your profiting will appear unto all. So every time we come, I like for your heart to remain open. Be passionate, don't be distracted. Receive with meekness the engrafted word. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to share something very powerful tonight, and we'll pray. Truly, it is my commitment that every service this year becomes one that will open us up to very deep dimensions in the spirit. It's a year of dominion, and it takes the understanding of truth to be able to walk in dominion. Acts chapter 20 and verse 32, popular scripture. It says, I commend you to God, Paul is teaching, and to the word of his grace, he says, that is able to, number one, build you up, capacity. Number two, give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. So the word builds, and it can grant us access. Hallelujah. What I'm teaching tonight is relevant both to the advancement of the purposes of God, and then by extension, listen very carefully, defines the quality of our lives. Praise the Lord. Revelations chapter 12. The Bible reveals a very interesting story from verse 7. It's a story that is very old, and then it reveals a tragedy that becomes the basis for the saints to access dominion in the spirit. And there was war in heaven. Look up. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought against his angels. We are reading to verse 9. And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were with him. Jump to verse 12, and then we'll come back to 11. Therefore, rejoice. As a result of what happened to Lucifer, he said, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell therein. Why? Because Satan has been cast. However, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. There is trouble now. Rejoice in heaven. Finally, it is finished. Satan is out of that domain. However, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. Two locations that are very serious. The earth and the sea. When you go to the book of the beginnings, Genesis, you will understand that everything came out of water. Water is symbolic of abundance. The earth, the trees come out of it. And now he says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. Why? He says, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Now go to verse 11. And they overcame him by two deep mysteries. Number one is called the blood of the Lamb. Not blood, the blood of the Lamb. Number two, they overcame him by the word of their testimony. Open our eyes, O God, grant us understanding. Holy, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Holy, holy, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he. It's interesting that there was a lamentation in heaven. The lamentation. There are very few times in the Bible where there is a combination of joy and lamentation at the same time. Heavens rejoice. The rebel has been thrown out of that domain. But earth, woe to you, because a season is about to unfold. There is an old serpent that had been cast down to your domain. And it is important that you are aware. Listen very carefully. One of the reasons why the saints must walk in dominion, it is because there is an old story. There is an old serpent. The Bible calls him the devil and Satan. That he had been cast down and he is looming around the horizon. A real personality alongside the angels. Hallelujah. And the Bible lets us know that he does many things, and one of it is to deceive, another is to accuse, and he had been sent down. And that means the inhabitants of the earth must not be ignorant. If heaven is saying woe to the inhabitants of the earth, it is because there is a potential for catastrophe if the saints do not understand this and walk in dominion. Are we together? Praise the Lord. When we talk about dominion, generally, you know, most people just say dominion, you know, and shout take over and all of that. It is not the idea. Listen carefully. The idea is not some fleshly advancement of people. No, it is the fulfillment of prophecy. that predates even our arrival here, that there is an old story, is a story of the rebellion of a serpent that has been casted down to this domain of God's kingdom. And the Bible tells us that everything from the second heaven has been affected by his presence, the earth and the sea. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so if we must reign in life and advance the purposes of God and also advance our individual lives, we must sustain the intelligence and the understanding in the spirit that grants us victory, not just over the elements of nature, not just over the systems and the structures, but over this enemy of God's progress called the devil. And the key, the Bible tells us, is to be able to sustain the light and the knowledge and the illumination that will grant us access to victory. I found a scripture that I think will really bless us. Psalm 74, verse 20. Psalm 74. It says, have respect unto the covenant. And the reason is because the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. That means, Lord, remember the system and the strategy you have put in place for the victory of the saints, because outside of it, we will be exposed to the cruelty that comes with this system. So the Bible tells us that the earth is dark and cruel because of this being that continues to remain an arch enemy to the purposes of God. And then the Bible says our knowledge of the truth of God's kingdom becomes our bailout system. Lord, respect, honor the covenant. Why? Because the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. I want to open our eyes to a very, very, very powerful mystery that will help us. I'll be showing us several systems that make for dominion. And one of it tonight is probably, I would say, I may not say it's the biggest, it may not be fair to say it's the biggest, but one of the chiefest reasons why the saints may not experience the fullness of the life, the power, and the glory of God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. That this Satan has now become what? Look up, please. Who suddenly coronated him to become the God of this world? The last time we read, he is a victim who was thrown out from heaven. Now, Satan was not just roaming around the earth. He had manipulated the system and risen in ranking to now become the God of this world. He was not thrown as the God of this world. He was thrown as one who was exposed to the vengeance and the judgment of God. But Satan, to show you the extent of his, the flawlessness of his craftsmanship, through the ages manipulated systems and men until he rose to this rank and earned himself an office as the God of this world. Follow me carefully. Are we together? Are you following my story? So it starts with a tragic event in Revelation, that a seeming weak being was thrown to the earth, and God warned us. He said, be careful with this guy. Don't take him for granted. This Satan is not foolish. He is a master at deception, and he's a master at accusation. Earth, pay attention to this being. If you ignore him, it will be to your peril. And here is the effect of neglecting his warning. Satan suddenly has found his way through the ages and crowned himself a name that even the Bible honors, the God of this world. He couldn't be the God in heaven, but he found himself a space. Are we following together?